TSA news update. The Memorial Day weekend rush is underway, and the TSA says it expects to screen about 10 million passengers by the end of the holiday. Still no word yet on a deal to raise the federal debt ceiling. Last night, President Biden saying he was hopeful we'll know by tonight if a deal has been reached. A South Carolina judge temporarily blocking the state's new six-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law on Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. On Friday, Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman put that new law on temporary hold until the state Supreme Court could determine if it's constitutional. The White House rolling out a new national strategy to fight anti-Semitism. The Biden administration says the new initiative released this week is unprecedented in scope as anti-Jewish crime is surging. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.